As more tourists cancel travel plans abroad out of fear of terrorism, fallout from the war in Iraq, and now SARS, at least one man wants to help. Dan Movenna is a security consultant for multinational corporations and is retired from the security service of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He wants travelers to be aware of threats, not scared of them, because, he says, tourists abroad face dangers that range from petty theft to organized terrorist operations, no matter where they're traveling.
There are many, many safe places all over the world, and many places you can visit and be safe. But even in cities like Paris and London, street crime has become a problem. In fact, there's actually more street crime in London and Paris right now than there is in New York. So these things do happen. But you can avoid a lot of this by the way you dress and where you carry your valuables and your behavior patterns and so on and so forth.
You don't tell the waiter, "How dare you treat me that way? I'm a rich American tourist."
Yes. Americans are very distinct and recognizable.
They know who we are.
In the international environment. We act in certain manners. We dress in a certain manner. We stand out in a crowd. Standing out is bad. Blending in is good. We need to have more awareness about having a much lower profile.
Okay, how do I do that?
Well, first of all, how do you dress?
Well, this is about it here.
Well, you got to dress down. You have to dress...
More than this?
You're dressed down. But primarily, let's look at people who wear logos. Rice University baseball hat, the Washington Redskins jerseys. You can play this game at an airport and you have nothing to do. Can you pick out the Americans or the North Americans, because Canadians are just as bad in this regard, as they walk through the crowd? And I guarantee you that you will be able to do so. Well, the bad guys can too.
Have you always followed your own advice?
Try to, but I was in Quito in Ecuador. I'm walking through the main square. It's 12 o'clock. It's crowded. The next thing I know, I'm wet all down the front. A lady working with some other gentleman had squirted me with a colored liquid. Now, what is your first reaction when that happens? You're startled. You look down. As soon as it happened, of course, I suddenly realized, whoops, and I did what I'm telling you to do. I immediately moved quickly to the left and looked around and disrupted what was obviously an attempt to rob me.
Where do I put the cash if not in my wallet?
Good question. You know these fanny packs you see tourists wearing? Those are the worst things you could possibly have. What you're saying to the bad guy is, look, I've consolidated everything that I have, one-stop shopping. All you have to do is get this from me and you'll have everything. Or these things that you see tourists hanging around their neck with their passports and whatnot. Or young ladies with these satchels on their back, which are very susceptible to being slid open by a knife by the guy behind you. So those are things you don't wear. Okay, where do you put your stuff? Good question. Well, there's things like a hidden pocket, which attaches to your belt and goes inside your pants or around your waist. And you put your two credit cards, and that's really all you need, your passport, your cash and traveler's checks, and you put it in that.
Now, wait a minute. Then you go buy a roll of film, and you're reaching in your drawers. Now, doesn't that look a little awkward? Because you've stashed it in here.
Okay, well, here's what you do there. Obviously, you carry some cash in your pockets, but let's say you weren't paying attention, and the bad guy got in front of you, and all of a sudden he makes a demand, give me your wallet and whatnot. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to say, yes, I want to give it to you. You're going to put your hand in your pocket. And you're going to give him the wallet that you're carrying, but that is your mugger's wallet.
That's the empty one.
That's the giveaway. I didn't say throw down now. I said giveaway. And in there, you've got a bunch of courtesy cards and some money. Let's not be cheap now. You want to buy your way out of the situation. As soon as you've done that, what are you going to do? You're going to leave. Move. Don't wait for him to tell you to go. This is not a business transaction. You need to get out of there.
Well, thank you. I'll never go anywhere.
Okay.
Dan Movenna is a consultant in international security and risk management for multinational companies. He'll be offering more travel tips tomorrow at the International Spy Museum here in Washington.